USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries. There are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
British lawmakers are about to take a historic vote. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Britain's parliament set to vote Saturday on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's new deal with the European Union, a decisive moment in a prolonged bid to end the Brexit stalemate. A yes vote by parliament would mark the first time it's agreed to terms of a divorce deal and would be a big political victory for Johnson. It would be followed by a big push in parliament to pass necessary legislation in time for Britain to formally leave the EU as scheduled on October 31st. If it proved impossible, a technical extension would be expected to give Britain time to enact that legislation. A no vote would mean Britain would be scheduled to leave the EU on October 31st with no plan in place, a scenario the government officials suggest would trigger economic contraction, long delays at ports, and possible shortages of food and medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Drone delivery service is now being tested in the U.S. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A Google affiliate started using drones to officially deliver customers' Walgreens and FedEx purchases in a test being run by a Virginia town. Wing, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make commercial deliveries by drone. It was the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S. Earlier this month, UPS got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly delivery drones. They've been running delivery tests with Wake Med's hospital campus in Raleigh, North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Recent testing has found toxic metals in 95% of all baby food. John Clemens reports.
The testing that was conducted for Healthy Babies Better Futures found 95% of the 168 baby foods from the major manufacturers in the U.S. contain lead. 73% contain arsenic. 75% contain cadmium, while 32% contain mercury. One-fourth of these baby foods for infants contain all four of the dangerous metals. Rice-based products, sweet potatoes, fruit juices, all presented the biggest harm. These chemicals can permanently alter the developing brain, erode IQ, and alter human behavior. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.